Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. About 60% of apartments in NYCHA buildings apparently are not in need of desperate repair. That's the good news. The bad news is about 40% of NYCHA apartments are in rough shape, and the people living in them have had just about enough. They'll be making their voices heard at City Hall today, as Darius Radzius reports.
If it's broken, then fix it. That's what some NYCHA residents are demanding the city do, saying that their buildings are in serious need of repair. Councilwoman Carlina Rivera visited some of the buildings.
And if you spent just two more minutes in these units and you saw the conditions that people were living in, you would say that it is a five-alarm fire across the board.
Some tenants say that they have no heat, no hot or cold water, and are even infested with pests.
With cold temperatures already here and with the holidays approaching, it is just really unacceptable, the conditions.
Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
We'll hear from Governor Hochul today about her plan to combat hate crimes in New York State. We heard from the mayor yesterday following the arrest of two young men suspected of plotting to shoot up a synagogue here in the city.
The suspects were apprehended before they could act on the alleged plan to murder members of the Jewish community in our city. This was not an idle threat. This was a real threat.
Charges against Christopher Brown and Matthew Maurer include criminal possession of a weapon. Police say Brown had a military-style knife, a ski mask, and a swastika arm patch in his possession when he was arrested at Penn Station, and they found a Glock at Maurer's apartment on the Upper West Side. Meantime, a 15-year-old student at Lindenhurst High is under arrest, charged with texting bomb threats against the school. He's facing a misdemeanor count of making terroristic threats of mass harm. No ID on him. He was released to his family. Today's usually the busiest day of the year at the Hunts Point Produce Market, with 30 million pounds of fruits and vegetables going out to markets and restaurants for Thanksgiving. And while produce prices are up, the increase is nothing like the increase in the cost of turkey, in part because of inflation, but also due to the loss of 49 million turkeys to avian flu. Some people are trying to adjust their menus a bit to keep Thanksgiving dinner on budget.
I think I did a cornbread stuffing before, and now I'm just going to do like maybe a sausage and apple one. Maybe cut down on that shrimp seafood price.
But some say Thanksgiving is not the time to skimp.
You're doing it the same as always, just spending more.
Absolutely.
You're still buying what you still normally buy.
What I want to buy, yes.
But that guy wasn't buying turkey, he was buying liquor. It is time for the annual Hungerthon to fight hunger here on 1010 Winds. As always, there are fabulous items and experiences that you can bid on, and here to tell us about some of them this morning is our very own Glenn Shuck. Morning, Glenn.
And good morning, Lee, and good morning, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving in advance. Why hunger is a Thanksgiving tradition. Hungerthon began this in 1975. Online auctions, hungerthon.org. You can click on the word auction, some of the 1010 Winds items to bid, and we hope you do. You can meet 1010 Winds reporter Juliette Papa here in the city, record a newscast, and have breakfast with the 1010 Winds morning crew, including Lee Harris and Susan Richard here in the city. Record your own newscast with our afternoon guy, Larry Mullins. You can do that, too, here in the studio. And coming up at 5:38, we'll tell you how you can record your own sportscast. This is an annual tradition we do with our 1010 Winds sports director, Mark Erne, here in the city. I'm Glenn Shuck for Hungerthon on 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
Carolyn Maloney may be on her way out of Congress, but the House Ethics Committee would like a word with her anyway. Maloney's accused of using her position to cadge a ticket to the Met Gala back in 2016 after she fell off the invite list. She did get a ticket, but her method of getting it is potentially a violation of House rules. A spokesperson for Maloney says the soon-to-be former Congresswoman is confident the Ethics Committee will dismiss the matter. If you're walking around Central Park and you find a bat lying on the ground, don't be alarmed and don't touch it. Seems the cold weather is causing the park's tree-roosting bats to fall out of the trees because it gets too cold for their muscles to hold them in place. Park rangers are trained to deal with this situation, we are told, so leave it to them and don't worry about the bats. The tree roosting bats are supposed to migrate south in the winter, so it's kind of their fault for still being here anyway. Mayor Adams is reportedly ordering city agencies to find more places to make budget cuts because he's concerned that the city's financial health is about to take a turn for the worse. One move of note, about half of all city jobs that were vacant as of October 31st will remain vacant, and there will be no funding for new agency initiatives, meaning agencies will have to pay for any big ideas from existing funding. This is according to a letter sent out by Budget Director Jacques Chia, who notes that the city is looking at a nearly $3 billion budget gap in the next fiscal year, and that could double by 2026. Like New York State, New Jersey is trying to come up with workarounds to deal with the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling on concealed carry.
In typical Jersey style, there's no beating around the bush.
So this is the lunacy, the stupidity, quite frankly, of the approach that you guys take.
Assemblyman Brian Bergen is one of the many Republicans standing up in opposition to the bill looking to impose strict new rules on concealed carry permits. It would replace laws the Supreme Court deemed unconstitutional.
The bill that you're proposing is unconstitutional.
Bergen got into it with Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin.
Who's decided that this bill is unconstitutional? You?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as my kids would have said back in the old days, you're not the boss of me. So you don't get to decide whether we think it's constitutional or not.
The bill outlines sensitive areas where carrying isn't allowed and would force anyone looking to carry to buy insurance. A similar bill in New York is stuck in court, but supporters across the river say it's worth forging ahead. Steve Burns, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.